and also turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, because that'll be the first passage I get to after I read a section here from Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, and let me read beginning in verse 24. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind," and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now if you'll jump down to verse 7, of chapter 2. It says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Now, shortly I'll read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. But anyway, as we began to look at Genesis and creation, we noticed that God had formed the sky. He filled it with the heavenly lights and the flying birds. He formed the seas and filled the waters with various water creatures and the animals that live in the sea. Then on the sixth day, God filled the land with animal life, and then he created the first man and the first woman, who would have dominion over the earth and all of the creatures. Now, despite what some people believe, animals are not created in the image of God. Only man is created in the image of God. Now, I know people love their animals, and I've had one or two that I've loved, and I've had one or two that I couldn't stand, all right? But anyway, but I've had a couple animals that I loved. But an animal is not created in the image of God. You remember that one Sheltie I had I really liked, and then you guys got me another one? That dog was a psycho, man. That dog was insane. You know, if there was ever a dog that would have got hit by a car and got killed, and you wouldn't have probably felt bad about it, it would have been her. But she had a trench dug this deep in our front yard from running around the flower bed 8,000 times a day. I mean, just she was psycho. And I didn't have no love for that dog whatsoever, all right? But I had one before that I liked an awful lot. Animals, but if you'll notice something in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 here in verse 19, they're not created in the image of God. However, Ecclesiastes 3, 19 and 20, "For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beast. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity," or an advantage above a beast. "All go into one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to the dust again." It indicates that both man and animal go back to the dust from where they were made. But humans and animals are completely different. Back in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26, the creation of the first man is seen as a very special act of God. And God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air," and et cetera. So God created man in his image. Only man has been created in the image of God. You notice in chapter 2 and verse 7, it said the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So God took some dust somehow, and he formed man. And the word form suggests a potter making a work of art with very skillful hands. That's how God made us. Now, the human body really is a work of art, and it's an amazingly complex organism that only the wisdom of God could design, and only the power of God could create. The physical matter for Adam's body, it came from the ground. That's where the matter came from. But for the name Adam means taken out of the ground. But the life of Adam and the soul that Adam possessed came directly from God. Now, there are several truths I think worth mentioning when we think about this part of creation. The first one I've kind of already mentioned, but is this. We were created by God. We are a direct creation by God. We didn't come from a monkey. We didn't evolve. The kids used to sing a song, I'm no kin to a monkey, a monkey's no kin to me. I don't know much about your ancestors, but mine didn't swing from no tree. You remember that old song, some of you guys maybe? But anyway, probably most of you never even heard it. But anyway, we didn't come from a monkey. We didn't come from a tadpole, and it evolved and evolved and evolved. God took a piece of dirt and created us. So if somebody says, you're nothing but a piece of dirt, you can say, okay, I'm good with that. I got no problem with that. That's where God made me from. And they'll probably get mad at you for saying that. But we're not products of some accident, nor are we the occupants of the top rung of the evolutionary ladder. I always wondered about this, even when I was taught evolution. Why did evolution stop at man? Why didn't we just evolve into something else? I mean, if it started way down here with one little atom and it kept going and going and going, why did it stop? What caused it to stop? Acts 17:28 says this, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So God made us, and we are to be wholly dependent upon him. So first of all, we were created by God. Secondly, we were created in God's image. You notice that in verse 26 and 27, God said, let us make man in our own image, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. Now, unlike angels and unlike animals, humans can have a very special relationship with God. When God created us in his own image, he gave us personality. He gave us minds to think. He gave us emotions to feel with. And he gives us wills for making decisions. Now, most everything an animal does, he does by instinct. But people do things by a thought process and by reason and by thinking and by making choices and having a will. Animals operate on instinct. You ate salmon last Wednesday or the Wednesday before, whenever we ate it. But, it amazes to me that those fish, they're born in one of these fish hatcheries somewhere. And then they go out and live in a lake for 3.5 years. And 3.5 or 4.5 years later, they swim back up to the same place. Now, they've been out in Lake Ontario, the ones that you guys ate, for 3.5 or 4.5 years, and they know where to go. That's just instinct. Nobody told them. A dolphin didn't swim into Lake Ontario, and one day said, now, guys, here's a roadmap. Here's your GPS. This will get you up the Salmon River. It didn't happen that way. They just go up there. And if you ever get a chance to go up, probably right now you could go up, and go up to the fish hatchery, and there's just salmon everywhere. I mean, if you could stay on their backs without falling off, there's a little creek behind there. You could walk across that creek without getting your feet wet if you could stay on top of them stupid things. I mean, it's just full of fish. How do they know how to do that? Instinct. God put it in them. Everything that the animals do. This is a side note. If you watch the animals, their instincts are such that you can probably do a better job than a meteorologist at guessing the weather if you can watch the animals. One day, the weatherman didn't call for a snowstorm, and I said, boy, I think it's going to snow. And they said, why? I said, because when I came home down on the road we used to live on, down here where my dad lives, there was deer everywhere. I said, them deer are all out feeding for a reason. They know a storm is coming. Sure enough, man, we got hammered with snow that night. Now, the meteorologist, then the next day, he explained why we got snow, but they couldn't see it coming. That's a good, best job in the world to have. You know, your sister Rachel's going to have it. If you're wrong, you just tell people how you were wrong, and it's all good. But animals operate on instinct. We operate thinking, and we make decisions. He also gave us an inner spiritual nature that enables us to know him and enables us to worship him. Now that image in us, look at Ephesians chapter 4. What happened was that image that we were created in the image of God, that got marred. And it got marred by sin. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. And so we got marred by sin. But through faith in Christ and submission to the work of the Holy Spirit as he deals with us, believers can have the divine nature renewed within them. Look at verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that we put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, one day, all of God's children will share in the glorious image of Christ. I want you to look at Romans chapter 8 with me. There's a few other verses. I'm skipping a lot of references that I wrote down here. But Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. If you're a child of God, everybody knows, verse 28, for we all know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. But verse 29 is this, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I said we will share in the glorious image of Christ. When a person is saved, and I think predestination has to do with people that are already saved and not people that are lost. But we are predestined to be perfectly conformed to the image of Christ. We'll be just like him. We'll share in his glorious image. I think that's a tremendous thing. Thirdly, we were created to have dominion over the earth. Now the tree huggers, they don't appreciate that. But when you look at Genesis chapter 1, we just read it a little while ago, verses 26 through 28, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air. We have dominion over the animals. First, Adam and Eve had dominion over the animals. Well, let me turn back to Psalm 8 for a second. I think people got a little bit crazy with animals, and it's good to love it. I guess it's good to love your animals if you have them. All sheep and oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas, the Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth. Adam and Eve have dominion over them. We have dominion over them. But when Adam believed Satan's lie, and they ate of the forbidden fruit, he lost in sin, and death reigned over the entire earth. That's what you read when you read Romans chapter 5 tonight, verses 12 through 21. When Jesus, the last Adam, the Bible says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That's what Jesus was. And when he came to earth, he exercised dominion over what the first Adam had lost. He demonstrated that he had authority over the fish, he had authority over the fowls, and he had authority over the animals. When Jesus was on the earth, he demonstrated that he had authority over all of them. When he died on the cross, he conquered sin and death. So that now grace can reign. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And God's people can reign in life through Christ. When he returns, he will restore to his own the dominion that was lost because of Adam. Now, this is sad. I'm going to say this. Both Adam and animals were vegetarians before the flood. Man, am I... You know, I hate to say I'm glad we can eat meat at least now for a while, but I really like meat. I mean, I just do. But before the flood, they were all vegetarians. Isaiah 11 says, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. A lion won't be a meat eater anymore. A lion will be a grass eater. Cats will be grass eaters. Man will eat the different herbs that God created That's what we ate before. When the flood on, we've been meat eaters. So it indicates, the Bible indicates that all meat eaters eventually, Isaiah 11:7, I think it is, will be, go back to being a vegetarian. Fourthly, the Creator deserves our worship and praise and obedience. In verse 31, where we read in Genesis 1, God looked at creation and he said it was very good. And one of his gifts to us is that we get to enjoy God's creation. We drove to Boston and back last weekend. The weather was beautiful. But we kept noticing as we went like out and back that the leaves were like in their peak. And I got to tell you, it was a nice drive. It was just beautiful. And I think it's a shame when people don't get out and enjoy God's creation. It was just beautiful. And every color, you know, the sun hits it just right sometimes, and it's just beautiful. The heavenly creatures before his throne praise him for his creation, and we should as well. In Revelation 4:11, the Bible says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and they were created." When we eat a meal, we thank him for the food that he provides. When we see the sunshine and rain, he's provided it to us at no cost. We ought to praise him and thank him for it. Creation is really a beautiful thing for you to enjoy. Fifthly, we should be good stewards of the creation. Respect fellow humans who are also made in God's image. We should respect people. We should appreciate the gifts that we have in creation and not wasting or exploiting them. One thing that people do that irritates the fire out of me, and I don't think it's being a good steward, is they litter. I can't stand to see people litter. There's me and another guy, Neil his name is, he brings a garbage bag down Salmon River. The guys are there fishing. They leave their coffee cups. They leave fishing line spools when you take your leader line off, if you know anything about leaders. Anyway, your spool runs out of line. They throw their spool on the ground. Well, you know, when the water comes up, that's all going to get washed away. So Neil will go around. Every time he's done fishing, he goes around with his garbage bag and he picks up all the ground where we fish. And he'll leave the garbage bag there. Nobody else realizes what that garbage bag is for, evidently. So sometimes I go around and I pick up a few things and throw them in there. And sometimes you'll have them big black garbage bags. Sometimes they're full. Our dad taught us a simple lesson when we were younger. If you carry it in, carry it out. It's not that difficult. But people throw stuff out of their car windows. You ever drive down the side of the road in the spring of the year and look at all the trash and all the garbage? You can adopt the highway if you want to, I guess, and you can go keep that part of that highway cleaned up. Is that what they do when you adopt the highway? But I don't do that. But I think it's a shame when people do that. Warren Wiersbe said, "We must accept creation as a gift, guard it as precious treasure, and invest in it for the glory of God." Isaac Watts wrote this song, "I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eyes, if I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky." It's just creation is beautiful. The Lord is good to all men. His tender mercies are over all of his works. Enjoy creation, but at the same time realize that as a human, you're God's special creation. You were created in the image of God. And if you're saved, one day you will be perfectly conformed to the image of Christ. And one day things will return as they were. I guess I got enough missionary letters going on here. My goodness. Well, let me read some of these